That's right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the SummitCast. We're thrilled and excited that you made the decision to join us for today's broadcast. I'm Doug Dayton, the CMO King, and I'm here with the one and only Chuck Jeter, America's Headhunter. How are you, Chuck?
Doing good, Doug. How you doing?
Very good, very good. And for those of you that aren't familiar with the SummitCast, Summit Placement Service is a physician and executive search firm based here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, and we operate on a nationwide basis. And we are like in the third month of a radiology shortage that has just kind of exploded onto the scene, and we have had more radiology opportunities in the past few months, Chuck, than how long would you say? It hasn't been like this in a long time.
Probably 90 days, yeah. Last 90 days, I mean, just really the remote has just exploded. I mean, everybody's been talking about it since COVID and, you know, doing a little bit here and there, but it is just like, I mean, it's open season.
Well, you know, I think that the thing that has become blaringly apparent is that people are having to do things that they have not had to do in the past several years to meet the needs. And in fact, I was reading an article in Radiology Business. One of our clients actually made some interesting comments in there. But for those of y'all that that haven't read, it's actually written by Marty Stepniak. And just a little excerpt of this. He talks about how the Alabama House of Representatives recently passed the Physician Workforce Act to begin addressing the problem. Among other things, this bill will bolster the recruitment of out-of-state physicians, accelerate licensure for international medical grads, and create an apprenticeship program for residents awaiting placement. And one of our clients, Mark, actually said the physician workforce is vanishing. And he makes a very interesting statement after that. And he said the causes are many, including physician retirements, physician burnout, and an aging population. But no matter what the causes are, there's only one solution. Alabama needs more doctors. That's not just Alabama, ladies and gentlemen. That is all across the nation. Right, Chuck?
Right, man. Capitalism working like it's supposed to. So,
well, I know that this has been a candidate-driven market for quite a while now. And I have personally noticed in my interactions with several of the organizations that we're having a tremendous amount of success recruiting with that they are approaching recruiting differently. Have you noticed the folks that are signing people are behaving and approaching the process a little bit differently in your world, Chuck?
Yeah, so, I mean, everybody's kind of doing the same. I mean, as far as like, you know, the process has always kind of been what it's been, but, you know, these doctors, okay, so there's a couple of things. So there's a lot of the doctors that are looking, they start looking, they realize, hey, what they have maybe isn't so bad, and it's kind of comparable, you know, and that's because everybody's figuring out what they get paid per RVU, which, you know, most doctors that we ask, they don't know what they make per RVU. And so then they figure the time off, you know, how much money they actually make and all that. And, you know, which is going to be, you know, all the groups are going to end up paying the same. I mean, what's going to be the difference? I mean, if you can read remote from anywhere and, you know, Medicare is paying the same, I mean, there are going to be some exceptions where, you know, that, so where they, the groups have better contracts, you know, they're going to be able to pay more per RVU. And, sure. And I don't really know the ins and outs of this, but I know that a lot of the cardiology groups have PSA agreements with the hospitals. And so I don't know exactly how that works, but all I'd notice is that they're able to, their reimbursement, once they have a PSA agreement with the hospital, the cardiology group's reimbursement is way better. Maybe not the reimbursement, but what they get paid, because sure, they get paid, you know, based on like an RVU level, which the hospital gets paid, you know, quite a bit more for the technical than the physicians get paid. So that gives them more room to, you know, so I think that with the PSA agreement, they're kind of technically like an employee, but it's an employed group, but it's, you know, very loose, the group can cut off at 90 days or whatever. You know, so I don't know what's, you know, if radiology groups are doing that or why they're not doing that, you know, or if they can't do that. But, you know, there's nothing that's going to really differentiate what somebody can get paid, because if they can work from anywhere, there's no benefit. You know, you can't really say, hey, you know, come to beautiful San Diego, but we pay less, but still the weather's great. Yeah. You know, because you can live in San Diego and read from Maine, or, you know, read wherever. And so, you know, everybody's going to kind of have to at least pay the same. And if they can pay better, you know, and, you know, then they're going to, you know, they're going to, you know, just the competition. I don't know what's going to make it competitive.
Well, I have seen folks that we work with for a long time step back and realize that they're having to adjust and restructure.
That's what's making it competitive right now, because a lot of the groups are like, you know, for example, you know, if they want to pay $25 an RVU, well, you know, for sure, I know other groups pay up to $35, $36, and that's $1,000 a day if you do the math.
That's a serious amount of,
you know,
money.
And so that's, you know, if they worked every day of the year, that'd be an extra $365,000. So, you know, so the, you know, the groups are just going to have to, you know, get on board and you know, compete. And really the groups that use recruiting companies, and I know that sounds like, hey, it's a recruiting commercial, but, you know, it doesn't matter. We have a lot of exposure.
Sure.
And, you know, just the ones that have the exposure. You know, recruiting is a process, and it takes time.
And people don't realize that we are relatively indifferent. Like, we help people figure out their recruiting process, and we...
Right. Just this week, how many people did we talk to that said, hey, I'm looking, and then all of a sudden we talked to them and did the math with them and the numbers with them, and then they go, hey, I'm not looking.
Yeah. You know, but I will tell you, some of the long-term groups that we've been working with, I mean, they are adjusting, and they are, whether it's, you know, peeling back what the partners make to adjust the base pay per RV or whatever, they're making hard decisions to stay competitive, because what's happening is the people that are not willing to make those changes are the same ones that have been short-staffed for multiple years now. And I think that, you know, whenever you listen to your team members, and you, if you're trying to stay competitive, the market is what the market is right now. And the people that are not adjusting for the market are the same ones that are going to be recruiting 6 months from now unsuccessfully. But, you know, the good part about it is we've really helped a couple of organizations, you know, really think through that. One of the things that we do sometimes is help people with their the contractual side of things. Sometimes our clients will send us what they're planning on sending to the physician and have us, you know, do a once over. Not that we're legal experts or anything like that, but we've seen some of the things that people throw out there. And one of the things that I am seeing that is helping the people become much more successful at recruiting is transparency. The people that are willing to say, hey, if you do X amount, you're going to get this amount per RVU. For every RVU over that, you're going to get X amount. And for every RVU over that, you're going to get X amount.
Up until late, nobody cared about that, because they were just getting paid and everybody's getting paid equal and that sort of thing. But whenever all the groups say, hey, listen, if you want 500, you have to read this many RVUs. Or if you want 600, you have to read this many, then, you know, all the radiologists all of a sudden now are like, well, what does it mean? You know, how much is an RVU?
And, sure. You know, you got to inspect what you expect. And I think that, you know, the days of the guy that comes in and works his 9 to 5 and is not motivated to get things done and him making the same as the other partners, they're gone. And I mean, I can think of one place that doesn't have a very high bar where they're going to pay someone X amount if they just even remotely perform, but they're not the ones that are making $700,000-$800,000. They're the ones that are making like $450,000.
Well, see, the groups that caught on to that early, like last year when we started recruiting remote doctors, radiologists, the groups that figured it out, that are, say, 5, 6, 7 doctor groups that are kind of in rural America, you know, they are private independent groups. Well, what they've done is, you know, they decided, hey, we're going to, you know, pay somebody, you know, partner income, you know, make them, you know, wait a year to actually be a voting partner, but then they make them equal like day one.
And equal parity. That is, I mean, that's, I've seen so many people do that in the past year. It's crazy.
Yeah. Which if, you know, if somebody's doing those jobs that did that, those jobs that give the equal parity, I mean, we have them filled like within 30 days after we get them.
Sure. 30, 60, 90 days.
And we have multiple people that are interested that actually don't end up getting them.
You know, and it's interesting, though, because whenever we're sourcing candidates, I personally, Chuck and I don't just, we're not armchair quarterbacks. We are in there with our team. We try to train the art of cold calling. I myself personally have cold called 457 interventional radiologists in the past week, on top of the other things that I usually do. And, you know, just having different conversations, there's a lot of people that are not initially looking that after there's at least enough of an interest for them to have a brief conversation and realize, man, maybe I should take a look at what's out there. But it has become very apparent that people, they're catching on. They're starting to realize, you know, that they need to pay attention to the numbers behind what they're actually making. But Chuck, I one of the things that I enjoy about recruiting is helping people understand and navigate the seas of looking for an opportunity that really fits what they're looking for. And that's one of the things that we recently started doing, is especially since we have this influx of remote candidates, is we're posting profiles on our website, hiresps.com, that says, even if it's someone that's just looking for 1 week a month or 2 weeks a month or something like that, then, you know, we post what they are looking for on the website. And if you are a candidate and you're considering remote opportunities, I want to encourage you to reach out to us. You can call us at any time at 817-483-4300. And if one of our team members answers, you can always ask to talk to Chuck or to Doug, and they will happily forward you to us. Or you can send your CV to Donna, D-O-N-N-A, at hiresps.com, and we can definitely get you kind of in the loop seeing what's out there. But Chuck, man, it's been it has been a wild ride the past couple of weeks, man. I mean, we are staying very busy. I know that we have had more presents and we have had more activity in the radiology world in the past 30 days than we've had in a long time. What are you seeing out there?
Well, you know, everybody is you know, there's a risk that goes with recruiting, whether you use a recruiting company or you do it on your own. I mean, we're just, you know, people are just finding it, you know, they don't have as much time as they used to. Because all these candidates, they have so many offers. And so by the time you get to the, you know, to, you know, the process, if people want to hire somebody, you know, they really need to, you know, it's going to be a risk anyway, just, you know, find right candidates and just take the risk, because the risk is not going to go away. It's just going to be there, you know, make your contracts, you know, to where you're comfortable. And, you know, as far as like, you know, if they leave early or what have you, I mean, just, you know, the tail, you know, make it occurrence instead of, I mean, make it claims made instead of occurrence, if you want to kind of keep them, you know, keep them on a little bit. Yeah, although, you know, a lot of places are kind of, you know, forgiving the tail over, you know, a period of time, which is fine if you get a radiologist for 3 years in this sure. market.
Well, you know, but the thing is that the people are making adjustments. I know one of our clients that we've worked with that we've actually gotten a significant amount of activity for recently, after a couple of interviews, they were having to get everybody together to figure out to make the pitches. But they actually made the observation on their own. We had not yet said anything to them at this point about it, but they said, man, we got to get our team together sooner rather than later after these interviews so we can get something to these candidates within a day or two. Because the longer that you wait to make a decision on both sides of the fence, the less likely if you're sitting there kicking the tires and trying to decide if you want this candidate or if you want this job, don't be surprised if someone else just steps in there and says, hey, you know what, we are willing to do what it takes to make this happen.
Well, these remote candidates, I mean, you know, the phone, the first phone call is the interview. I mean, it just needs to be the, you know, because with Zoom and all that, people don't even have to go out on site because it doesn't matter. They're not going to live there.
It doesn't. Know? Like, I mean, I got one of our clients, literally, they sent two offers this last week and they've never even met these guys face to face. It was literally a phone call and a Zoom interview. And they said, if you want to make X amount, then you have to do X amount of work. And because they are willing to actually, they're being transparent with their offer. They're putting it out there, and they are mindful of the candidate's time, and the candidates have been mindful of their time. Everybody is accelerating the timeline because they realize the urgency of the situation.
Well, and so I mean, in a lot of the groups. So when we're talking about the risk, a lot of the groups they work with people that say, hey, we're radiology recruiters or this or that. And, you know, they may be a radiology recruiter. I don't know what people are, but I know what we are. And so, you know, we've been recruiting radiologists, you know, since 2001. I mean, I have been in 2005 since I've been here at Summit. And so, you know, we have, I don't know, I probably have 8,000 connections on my LinkedIn. A lot of them, many of them, most of them are radiologists.
Sure.
And I have some cardiologists too, but, you know, and you've got a big, you know, following on LinkedIn. You know, a couple of the other people here working have, you know, and a lot of it's radiology. I mean, our database is just chock full of radiologists. I mean, there's probably not a radiologist that, you know, except maybe the new guys that haven't heard of us, got an email from us, talked to us that we placed or whatever. And so, you know, their risk is, you know, hey, you know, we pay the money, the guy doesn't come, you know, or he's a terrible radiologist, or, you know, just doesn't work out, or hey, he has to move because of family or whatever. You know, sure, that risk is always there, but we're here and we're not going anywhere.
Sure.
And you know what? If we owe a replacement, you know, we're going to make that replacement.
Absolutely. So, you know, I mean, we've got a golden track record, but I'll tell you this, Chuck, the reason that we don't have to make replacements is because we find good fits for our opportunities.
Right. We don't try to stick square peg in a round hole just to make a placement.
So, and for those people that maybe, I mean, we've been recruiting for, you know, almost 20 years. And for those that haven't worked with recruit, I mean, especially back in the 2000s, I mean, it was like Team Ramrod. If they got a candidate, they're like, hey, have you ever heard of the state of Nebraska? And if they even said yes, they'd be like, man, I've got the opportunity for you. And then they would, like, even if the person was looking for San Diego, California, they would try to talk them into this opportunity. But the bottom line is, yes, sometimes there's a spectacular opportunity, but remote has changed everything.
And so when we talk to candidates, I mean, so we basically, you know, we want to, you kind of know what they're doing as far as what they're making and, you know, what their package is and that sort of thing, because we can break down whether it's worth a move to them or not, because people for the most part are not going to move for less money, you know, especially because they have, you know, they have whatever they have going on. They've, you know, kind of built their life around, you know, what they're making. You know, but so the different things, I guess, in competition, you know, the day shifts are probably, most radiologists look and say, hey, I want day shifts. So some of the groups are probably going to be able to pay less during the day shifts just so people can have day shifts. And so, but the 2 to 10 shift, I mean, that's the 2 to 10, 3 to 11. I mean, that's the shift that everybody needs to do, like the ER stuff and all that. And that's usually CT, ultrasound. You know, some MR, you know, lots of plain films and stuff. And, you know, it's kind of busier shift. But
hey, and I get it. You know, everybody wants to work their cush day shift job. If you're someone that's interested in working night shift, then, man, reach out to us. If you're willing to work night shift, reach out to us.
Night being evening. Yeah. Because we don't really, I mean, I don't think we have any overnights. I mean, probably everybody needs overnights. But
sure.
They use a lot of these Nighthawk companies for that.
Yeah, and, you know, that's kind of one of those things that, you know, you, with the Nighthawk services, that kind of fulfills a need. But I think that, Chuck, one of the things that seems like it's been really pressing since the advent of remote and the acceptance of remote candidates recently is that the candidates that we're talking to seem like sometimes they just need to talk to somebody to bounce it off their head and find out, you know, if what their current position looks like. And different people have different strengths. So as someone that is a part of our team here at Summit, that's one of the strengths that I see in Chuck. So if you are a candidate and you would like to even just have someone as a sounding board and talk to them about your current opportunity and explore other opportunities, Chuck is a fantastic person to talk to. And you can reach him at any time at 817-483-4300, extension 1001. Again, that's Chuck at Summit at 817-483-4300, extension 1001. Hey, if you are looking for some help for your group, for your hospital, for anything, you can reach out to me. My name is Doug Dayton, and my number here at Summit is 817-483-4300, extension 1002. We kept the first two extensions for ourselves, and we can help you figure out what the best solution is. Even if you just need someone to talk to and to bounce ideas off of about how you could possibly make adjustments to stay competitive in this market.
Or other offers. Call us, anonymously run your offer by us, and we'll tell you, you know, what we think about it.
Yeah, you know what? That's a fantastic idea. If you're a candidate and you would like someone just to talk to, an unbiased third party. I know people think you're trying to recruit me for another opportunity. Sure, you're unbiased, but we do help a lot of people that we... A lot of times we'll say, hey, listen, that offer is a fantastic offer. You should take it. And we have no problem with that because we look at this as more than a job. We really do try to help people find a great place that fits for them in life. Well, Chuck, do you have any parting thoughts for our audience?
No, I mean, we'll have another one of these next week. I mean, every week's a new week. And you know, we're just by this time. We've got a lot of new jobs this week.
We do.
I mean, tons. We could put them on the website. Talked to a lot of people wanting to, you know, do remote, and actually, we're even talking to the new thing we had found this week. We've got someone that is interventional. They want to do 7 on, 7 off, and you know, we happen to have a client that said, you know, that sounds perfect, and so. You know, you just never know what these groups are going to do.
Well, and I will tell you this also, if you are a radiologist, regardless of the modalities that you do, whether you're a mammographer, MSK, neurorad, interventional radiologist, and you have a California license, we have had an explosion of opportunities in California, both metro, rural, and in different places. So if you need, if you would like to hear a little bit more about what's out there, give us a call. We'd love to chat. Once again, the number here at the office is 817-483-4300. You can check out our website and see some of the latest jobs at hiresps.com. This is Doug and this is Chuck, and we hope y'all guys have a fantastic week.